the science is continuing to emerge on that. So, you know, there's some level of evidence of a connection. And at the same time, you see this epidemic. It's kind of a silent epidemic of people coming down with being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
The debate over whether glyphosate is toxic has been ongoing, and there's some agencies, including the European Food Safety Agency and even the EPA, that haven't exactly agreed on whether glyphosate does indeed hurt humans. What can you say to that?
You know, it's a good question. It does seem confusing, I think, especially to the public who you know, thinks this is maybe just sounds like a he said, she said sort of back and forth. Too often there's a dynamic where the profits of a chemical company interfere politically with the pure goal of protecting health. So from our perspective, when we see solid evidence and, you know, an agency like the World Health Organization raising a red flag, that's the time to cut to the chase and focus on what are the safer alternatives to that chemical. If you talk to any of the families that we work with or the health professionals that we work with, it really comes down to clarity around prevention is the cure.
A judge just unsealed some documents that kind of expose some questions as to whether Monsanto tried to maybe interfere with some research. Talk about that.
I think it's really good when this kind of information comes to light because, unfortunately, it's not an uncommon tactic that's used by corporations in modern life. I think we're all pretty familiar with the tobacco debate that raged for decades. So seeing these kinds of potential documents showing the linkages between Monsanto executives and Monsanto employees, having these kinds of conversations with public officials behind the scenes about the health impact of these chemicals, you know, it gives us, I think, a lot of motivation to focus on good government and ethics and making sure that corporations have an appropriate role in our economy, not in a democratic government.
Cindy Lupi of Clean Water Action, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for focusing on this issue.